The main points. Senators meeting in plenary question four members of government on a wide range of issues, one of them being the curiosity to understand the reason behind government's suspension of the PhD program in Cameroon's higher institutions of learning. Top comedian turned politician Mike Usi has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital Lilongwe. Ethiopia and Nigeria have won the first gold medals at the ongoing African Athletics Championships in Douala, officially opened by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muelekombi. Seven bills have been tabled at the Senate. The bills that include three from the President of the Republic and four from the National Assembly were communicated during a plenary sitting chaired by Senate President Masenyat Njifenji. The Senate used the plenary to address questions to four members of government concerning the security situation in conflict-hit regions, the suspension of PhD programs in Cameroonian universities and others. Senate correspondent Pontianus Lawong completes that story.
To set the pace for this Friday's oral question session, Senator Regina Mundi expressed worries about the suspension of PhD programs in Cameroon's higher education system, seeking to know from the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famdongo, if the decision is justified by a drop in the quality of teaching. Professor Jacques Famdongo explained that the suspension has nothing to do with the quality of higher education, adding that graduates from Cameroonian universities are faring very well in universities abroad. He explained that the PhD programs will soon resume, pending authorization from hierarchy. Senator Pierre Flambongayap sought to know from the Minister of Public Health why only about 1% of Cameroon's public investment budget is dedicated to the health sector and why budgetary allocations do not respect the peculiarities of respective regions, quoting the example of the far north, the northwest, and the southwest regions, which, though hit by conflict, benefit the least. Minister Madauda Malachi, in response, said the characteristics of all regions are taken into consideration as far as budgetary allocations are concerned, adding that conflict zones are accorded special attention. To the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo, Senator Ngayab sought to know the present security situation of Cameroon, especially the northwest and southwest regions plagued by the ongoing armed conflict. Minister Betty Asomo said there is relative calm in spite of a few pockets of resistance in the concerned regions. He disclosed that Boko Haram terrorists still constitute a major security puzzle, especially in the Mayo, Sava, and Mayo Shanaga divisions of the far north, explaining that adequate measures have been taken to rescue the situation. As concerns the northwest and southwest regions, Minister Betty Asomo said there is an upsurge in armed banditry that has no political bearing. He announced that many key separatist fighters have been eliminated while thanking the population for increased collaboration with the defense and security forces. Then came Senator Alium Alaji Amadu, who asked the acting Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development what has become of the Zina Makari petroleum deposit on the outskirts of Kuseri, announced some 7 years ago. Fukalistus Gentry explained that government is in search of reliable partners to ensure sustainable exploitation. At the end of the oral question session, the Upper House communicated three bills received from the President of the Republic and four others adopted and forwarded by the National Assembly.
Senate correspondent Pontianus Lawong. The foundation stone of a 160-meter-long bridge over the Malombo River in Makak Subdivision, Nyong and Kele Division of the Center Region, has been laid by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ganunjumesi. This was during a grand ceremony in Makak attended by the recipients of Makak and the elite of Nyong and Kele, led by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea. Here now is Minister Emmanuel Ganunjumesi. After laying the foundation stone, he spoke to Patience Wingo.
I came here as a messenger of the head of state to transmit to those people his sympathy, his compassion. So he decided to construct the bridge. And when we were preparing the budgetary allocation, he instructed that the normal amount, the appropriate amount should be made available for the construction of this bridge. For more than the construction of bridges, we have to ameliorate also the road network of this division, because if the bridge is there and the road network is not in a good condition, the bridge will not serve the purpose for which it has been constructed. That is to contribute to ameliorate the living condition of the people.
Meanwhile, CPDM elite of Mezam Division Northwest Region have reiterated their call to President Paul Biya to accept to be their candidate in the upcoming presidential election. The spontaneous reaction is in connection with the World Bank's approval of 30 billion CFA francs for the rehabilitation of urban roads in the city of Bamenda. Cordin Dofuku Olivier reports from Bamenda.
The ministerial announcement that the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors have approved 30 billion francs CFA for the rehabilitation of urban roads in Bamenda City on the request of the head of state Paul Biya animated the CPDM elite of Mezam to express gratitude to the president's diplomatic lobbying machinery. Paul Achubong is Bamenda City Mayor.
This has been a cry of all of us. There is no way development can go in an atmosphere which is not conducive. There's an atmosphere of peace and serenity.
Praise CPDM Section President Mezam 4 Bafut Ngwa Kongo Lawrence, the heavy financial approval will play a key role in normalizing the socio-political dark color in the region.
This gesture has come to change the economic functionality of the people of the Northwest region and Bamenda Center as a whole, and the social aspect of the people of Bamenda will equally improve. As they will be tarring the urban space, the municipalities closest to the Bamenda urban definitely will profit, as the Bamenda International Airport, which is within my municipality, will definitely be functional.
They unanimously appreciated the savoir-faire of President Paul Biya. Calde Ndofuka Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
CRTV News. Top comedian turned politician Michael Usi has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital, Lilongwe. The 55-year-old replaces Saulos Chilima, who died in a plane crash earlier this month, along with eight other people. Dr. Michael Biswick Usi received a standing ovation when he spoke after his inauguration, saying he accepted the role with a mixture of sadness and gratitude. He promised to honor his predecessor's memory and thanked President Lazarus Chakwera for believing in him as he takes up his position as vice president in the power-sharing government. In sports, Ethiopia and Nigeria have won the first gold medals at the ongoing African Athletics Championships in Douala. The competition kicked off yesterday with Cameroonian athletes Emmanuel Eseme and Rafael Kankele both picking up semi-final tickets in the men's 100-meter race. The first day of the championships was marked by a colorful opening ceremony chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcis Mwele Kombi. CRTV's envoy to the Games, Marcel Fouché, captured day one of the competition in the following report.
The first gold medal of the championships was clinched by Ethiopian athlete Fantaye Belani, who completed the women's 5,000-meter final in 15 minutes and 26 seconds. In the women's discus final, Nora Atimuni, who presented Team Cameroon with the biggest chance to win a medal on day one of the competition, surrendered her gold medal title to Ashley Anumba of Nigeria, who expressed delight at winning gold in her first appearance in the competition.
This is my first time. I am very proud of myself for overcoming what I have in the past few days, because it hasn't been easy. So I'm very proud. I'm so happy for myself. I think at the end of the day, I threw my best.
Among the 22 Cameroonian athletes who competed on day one of the event was Olympic medal hopeful Emmanuel Essemeh, who outclassed his opponents in the 100-meter heat to book a semi-final ticket. He is joined in the semis by compatriot Raphael Kangele. A major highlight of day one was a colorful opening ceremony that celebrated one of the continent's most prestigious events and showcased Cameroon's rich cultural heritage. The competition continues this Saturday with events like the women's hammer throw, pole vault, and finals in the women's 100-meter and 100-meter hurdles, with Team Cameroon featuring athletes like Eyenga Alexia and Edik Serge. Brisong, Marcel Fauchier at the 23rd African Athletics Championships in Douala.
And that ends the 7:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry. I will be back at 8:30 a.m.